Yesterday here on The World, we heard about one teenager who tried to flee the violence in El Salvador and make it to the U.S. He got deported, though, and he's restarting his life back home. But thousands of young Central Americans have made it here, and while they wait for hearings that will determine their fate, they're starting school. As Akiko Fujita reports from Los Angeles, schoolwork isn't the only challenge these students face.
My name is Aki.
Michelle Brand shuffles through her homework and shows off her coloring skills. She's just four and starting her first week of preschool. She's only been in the U.S. for 2 months, but she already seems right at home. She likes school here, she says, even if L.A. is a big change from her previous life in Honduras. Her mother, Kenia Brand, knows it's a big switch, too. But life is safe now, and it wasn't in Honduras. Not after Brand's husband witnessed a murder there. Criminals looking to silence any onlookers killed him and left him on the family's front porch, shot 17 times.
Mataron a mi esposo y teníamos amenazas de muerte.
They killed my husband, then threatened us, Brand says. We had to leave. Now, after being smuggled up and getting detained at the U.S. border temporarily, the family is in L.A. with relatives while they try and stay here legally. Until then, one thing is clear. The kids need school. Deborah Duardo with the L.A. Unified School District says families coming here with stories like these are all too familiar now. She's been with the district for years, but has never encountered so many students arriving at once with such violent pasts.
In all the crisis that I've dealt with in this district, and as a social worker myself, I've never experienced such extreme disregard for human life and such violence.
Duardo heads up the district's Student Health and Human Services. She says about 1,000 new students from Central America have enrolled in her district. Many are undocumented, like Michelle.
We don't ask, are you documented, are you undocumented, are you wherever you come from. Our goal as a district is to educate any child of school age that comes to us.
Duardo says the rush of new students is one challenge. Others are the students' language issues and their emotional trauma.
We've talked to middle school-aged girls that have talked about, you know, sexual violence, being pregnant. I had a 13-year-old boy tell me he witnessed another boy his age being decapitated.
But the L.A. school district is trying to meet the challenge. It already has a special counseling center for students and parents, especially those reconnecting with their kids after being separated for years. In those situations, Duardo says kids can be upset about being left behind.
You have a teenager who has abandonment issues, who's angry that the parent left them behind, and, you know, the parent feels like, my God, I did everything I sacrificed to come here so I could send money to support you, and there's a lot of conflict.
For Michelle, the preschooler, and her 11-year-old brother Marvin, they didn't show signs of trauma from the violence they'd lived through. When I visited them after school, Michelle sat in the living room and practiced writing the alphabet with her mother, though she was easily distracted by my microphone. Marvin sat on the porch with his cousin eating popsicles. I asked him what the biggest challenge has been so far.
Que no le entiendo tanto.
He tells me he doesn't know English yet, and that makes school hard. He's trying to focus on making friends by learning volleyball and football. But his mom, Kenya, says she worries about how her kids are coping with their dad's murder. She tells me she's trying to keep things positive, giving them photographs of their dad smiling.
No, prefiero mostrarme ante ellos fuerte.
She says she wants to stay strong in front of them, even though she collapses when she's alone in her room. She says it'll be months before she'll know if they can all stay here legally. Meanwhile, Kenya can't work. She wears a black ankle bracelet that monitors her. Kenya says her children are the ones giving her strength, especially when she sees them with a fresh start. When I ask her son Marvin about his new life here, he says he's worried about his relatives back home. But when I ask him if he has any hope for the future, he says he does right away.
Y para estudiar y ser alguien en la vida.
He says he looks forward to studying and to make something of his life. For The World, Akiko Fujita, Los Angeles.